Hello and welcome to Bible 365 with me, Hugh Hattrick. I do hope you're well and having a really good day. Welcome along to the reading of the Word. It's the New International Version, where we do the Old Testament and the New Testament. And we're doing the whole of the Bible in 365 recordings. Hopefully so that you can use it on 365 days. There'll be one ready for you every day. So a warm welcome if it's the first time you've joined us, or if you've been with us right the way through. Very welcome too. It's great to have you alongside. And thanks very much for all the comments and the emails for prayer requests and things like that. Always welcome to do so. You can just send us an email at info@hughhattrick.com. The link is in the description. So let's get started with Daniel chapter 9. We're going to be doing chapter 9 and chapter 10. And then we'll go into the New Testament, the whole of 2 John. So Daniel's prayer. In the first year of Darius, son of Xerxes, a Mede by descent, who was made ruler over Babylonian, the Babylonian kingdom. In the first year of his reign, I, Daniel, understood from the scriptures, according to the word of the Lord given to Jeremiah the prophet, that the desolation of Jerusalem would last 70 years. So I turned to the Lord God and pleaded with him in prayer and petition, in fasting and in sackcloth and ashes. I prayed to the Lord my God and confessed, Lord, the great and awesome God, who keeps his covenant of love with those who love him and keep his commandments. We have sinned and done wrong. We have been wicked and have rebelled. We have turned away from your commands and laws. We have not listened to your servants, the prophets, who spoke in your name to our kings, our princes and our ancestors, and to all the people of the land. Lord, you are righteous, but this day we are covered with shame. The people of Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem and all Israel, both near and far, in all the countries where you have scattered us because of our unfaithfulness to you, we and our kings, our princes and our ancestors are covered with shame, Lord, because we have sinned against you. The Lord our God is merciful and forgiving, even though we have rebelled against him. We have not obeyed the Lord our God or kept the laws he gave us through his servants, the prophets. All Israel has transgressed your law and turned away, refusing to obey you. Therefore, the curses and sworn judgments written in the law of Moses, the servant of God, have been poured out on us. Because we have sinned against you, you have fulfilled the words spoken against us and against our rulers by bringing on us great disaster. Under the whole heaven, nothing has ever been done like what has been done to Jerusalem. Just as it is written in the law of Moses, all this disaster has come on us, yet we have not sought the favour of the Lord our God by turning from our sins and giving attention to your truth. The Lord did not hesitate to bring disaster, to bring the disaster on us, for the Lord our God is righteous in everything he does, yet we have not obeyed him. Now, Lord our God, who brought your people out of Egypt with a mighty hand, and who made for yourself a name that endures to this day, we have sinned, we have done wrong. Lord, in keeping with all your righteous acts, turn away your anger and your wrath from Jerusalem, your city, your holy hill. Our sins and the iniquities of our ancestors have made Jerusalem and your people an object of scorn to all those around us. Now, our God, hear the prayers and petitions of your servant. For your sake, Lord, look with favour on your desolate sanctuary. Give ear, our God, and hear. Open your eyes and see the desolation of the city that bears your name. We do not make requests of you because we are righteous, but because of your great mercy. Lord, listen. Lord, forgive. Lord, hear and act. For your sake, my God, do not delay, because your city and your people bear your name. The 77s. While I was speaking and praying, confessing my sin and the sin of my people Israel, and making my request to the Lord my God for his holy hill, while I was still in prayer, Gabriel, the man I had seen in the earlier vision, came to me in swift flight about the time of the evening sacrifice. He instructed me and said to me, Daniel, I have now come to give you insight and understanding. As soon as you began to pray, a word went out, which I have come to tell you, for you are the highly esteemed. Therefore, consider the word and understand the vision. 77s are decreed for your people and your holy city to finish. Transgression, to put an end to sin, to atone for wickedness, to bring in everlasting righteousness, to seal up vision and prophecy, and to anoint the most holy place. Know and understand this. From the time the word goes out to restore and rebuild Jerusalem until the Anointed One, the ruler, comes, there will be 70 sevens and 62 sevens. It will be rebuilt with streets and a trench, but in times of trouble, after the 62 sevens, the Anointed One will be put to death and will have nothing. The people of the ruler who will come to destroy the city and the sanctuary. The end will come like a flood. War will continue until the end, and desolations have been decreed. He will confirm a covenant with many for 1 7. In the middle of the seven, he will put an end to sacrifice and offering. And at the temple, he will set up an abomination that causes desolation until the end that is decreed is poured out on him. Let's go on to Daniel chapter 10. Daniel's vision of a man. In the third year of Cyrus, king of Persia, a revelation was given to Daniel, who was called Belshazzar. Its message was true, and it concerned a great war. The understanding of the message came to him in a vision. At that time, I, Daniel, mourned for 3 weeks. I ate no choice food, no meat or wine touched my lips, and I used no lotions at all until the 3 weeks were over. On the 24th day of the first month, as I was standing on the bank of the great river, the Tigris, I looked up, and there before me was a man dressed in linen, with a belt of fine gold from Uphaz around his waist. His body was like topaz, his face like lightning, his eyes like flaming torches, his arms and legs like the gleam of burnished bronze, and his voice like the sound of a multitude. I, Daniel, was the only one who saw this vision. Those who were with me did not see it, but such terror overwhelmed them when they fled and hid themselves. So I was left alone, gazing at this great vision. I had no strength left. My face turned deathly pale, and I was helpless. Then I heard him speaking, and as I listened to him, I fell into a deep sleep, my face to the ground. A hand touched me and set me trembling on my hands and knees. He said, Daniel, you who are highly esteemed, consider carefully the words I am about to speak to you, and stand up, for I have now been sent to you. And when he said this to me, I stood up trembling. Then he continued, Do not be afraid, Daniel. Since the first day that you set your mind to gain understanding and to humble yourself before your God, your words were heard, and I have come in response to them. But the prince of the Persian kingdom resisted me 21 days. Then Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me because I was detained there with the king of Persia. Now I have come to explain to you what will happen to your people in the future, for the vision concerns a time yet to come. While he was saying this to me, I bowed with my face toward the ground and was speechless. Then one who looked like a man touched my lips, and I opened my mouth and began to speak. I said to the one standing before me, I am overcome with anguish because of the vision, my lord, and I feel very weak. How can I, your servant, talk with you, my lord? My strength is gone, and I can hardly breathe. Again the one who looked like a man touched me and gave me strength. Do not be afraid, you who are highly esteemed, he said. Peace. Be strong now, be strong. When he spoke to me, I was strengthened and said, Speak, my lord, since you have given me strength. So he said, Do you know why I have come to you? Soon I will return to fight against the prince of Persia, and when I go, the prince of Greece will come. But first I will tell you what is written in the book of truth. No one supports me against him except Michael, your prince. Amen. Now we'll go into the New Testament. Into its 2 John. Here we are. 2 John chapter 1. The Elder. To the lady chosen by God, and to her children, whom I love in the truth, and not only I, but also all who know the truth, because of the truth, which lives in us, and will be with us forever. Grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father, and from Jesus Christ, the Father's Son, will be with us in truth and love. It has given me great joy to find some of your children walking in the truth, just as the Father commanded us. And now, dear lady, I am not writing you a new command, but one we have had from the beginning. I ask that we love one another, and this is love, that we walk in obedience to his commands, as you have heard from the beginning, his command is that you walk in love. I say this because many deceivers, who do not acknowledge Jesus Christ as coming in the flesh, have gone out into the world. Any such person is the deceiver and the antichrist. Watch out that you do not lose what we have worked for, but that you may be rewarded fully. Anyone who runs ahead and does not continue in the teaching of Christ does not have God. Whoever continues in the teaching has both the Father and the Son. If anyone comes to you and does not bring this teaching, do not take them into your house or welcome them. Anyone who welcomes them shares in their wicked work. I have much to write to you, but I do not want to use paper and ink. Instead, I hope to visit you and talk with you face to face, so that our joy may be complete. The children of your sister, who is chosen by God, send their greetings. Amen. Let's pray. Lord, Father in heaven, we thank you, Lord Jesus, for giving us strength, Lord, in times when we feel just empty, Lord, or that we have feel like our strength has been sapped. Lord, you touch us and give us that incredible boost, Lord, your Holy Spirit, that this enthralls us and this gives us new energy and new strength and new vision to go out and complete, Lord, the works that you have set for us. Lord, we pray that by faith we would do the things, Lord, that you have called us to do. Help us to love one another. Help us to build up the church, to be a shining light for your gospel, Lord, to show that we really do love you in everything that we do and say in our whole lives. Lord, let there be a testimony to your incredible love. We thank you, Jesus, and Lord, we repent of our sin. We turn away from our sin, Lord, and we turn to you. We ask, Lord Jesus, that you would forgive us for our sin and everything, Lord, that we have done wrong. We truly repent. We give our hearts to you, Lord Jesus. Come into our lives right now. We pray, be Lord over our lives and everything that we are. We thank you, Jesus. You are the truth, the life, and the way. And only by you do we come to the Father. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Well, thank you very much for joining with me today for Bible 365, and we're on day 341. I'll be back very soon with another reading. Thank you so much for supporting the channel. Please share this video out to your friends and family and to those who like to hear the Word of God, who perhaps might be partially sighted and maybe struggle reading the Word. Here they can, at least they can hear the Word as well. If they can't be able to read it, at least they can hear it and they can think about the words as they hear them. But may God bless you. It's lovely to have you alongside, and I'll see you again very soon. Bye just now.